Today's a mowing day normally, so the courts are mown very frequently and in wonderful conditions. So today, Wednesdays are normally the mowing days.
Oh, now, funnily you mentioned that, Greg, because I was reading about I was reading about croquet in preparation for talking to you, and I read something that said that it was the invention of the lawnmower that actually helped the game to really take off because they could make beautiful greens.
Very much so. And you'll get the same story if you go to Wimbledon because lawn tennis took off because of the invention of really good lawnmowers. And, of course, Wimbledon is the All England tennis or croquet and tennis club. So there's certainly a companionship between the two games.
So the game started apparently in Ireland. And then it spread very quickly to England and France, hence the name croquet.
Yes. Well, the other thing is it seems to have been a game that's populated very extensively through rural areas. And I know in country Victoria, there's a lot of croquet fields. And it seems to have been a game that brings people together and an enjoyable way to exercise and enjoy each other's companionship.
I remember when I was a very little girl that one of the neighbours had. Now, this is a rare thing. They had a back garden and a front garden, increasingly rare. But the front garden was just lawn, and we used to go over there and use their croquet set.
It's very much something in the past where that used to happen. They still sell kits for home, so hoops and mallets suitable for home play.
Yeah. There's something for summer that put it aside for the Christmas stocking.
That's right.
So how did you get involved, Greg?
Well, I used to play golf every Friday at Sandringham, and I had a shoulder injury, which came about by trying to outdrive my opponents, all mates of mine. And so one of them is a member of the Sandringham Croquet Club and said, well, why don't we all go down to play croquet, which we did, and I've enjoyed it. And it's a game that you can pretty much just play on and not worry about injuring yourself. And it's easy to learn. It's, I guess, difficult to master. But one of the ways we get people to come along and try is these come and try days. And we've got a free come and try day coming up on Sunday, the 12th of October, from 1:30 p.m. So you don't need to have had any experience with playing croquet to enjoy the game. Our club provides all the equipment, so you just come along and there'll be people to help you understand the game. We just ask that people wear flat-soled shoes so you don't damage the courts.
Oh, I was about to ask. We, of course, no longer have to wear a hooped skirt or a bow tie.
No. It's quite relaxed, really. I mean, when we're playing competition, we tend to dress up a little bit, but it's pretty much come as you are. The people turn up in shorts or tracksuit pants are eligible, and it's just a relaxing environment. So we'd love to have people come along and join us for afternoon tea after that try day on Sunday the 12th of October.
And it's a beautiful spot that you're in. You're really, I don't know if people know where it is, but if you imagine where Abbott Street meets Beach Road, where the Beach Road swings around that quite tight corner, and there's a car parked onto the top of the beach on your right, the croquet club is actually tucked in behind the bushes. You almost can't see it from
exactly
the road.
And when you're there, you really enjoy the fact that it is so sheltered. I mean, it can be windy outside, but just very, very pleasant at the croquet field.
And do you have a view down to the beach?
No, we don't. No, it's just scrub all around it. So quite dense scrub, which tends to mask the noise of the beach road traffic. Mm. I mean, occasionally you hear a vehicle, but most of the time it's just beautiful there. And I've got to say, it's good for the soul.
And the club rooms are probably, I think there was a fire there.
There was, yes, and they were rebuilt, and Laurie Evans, who was a Bayside councillor, was the architect that actually drew the new building. And so there's quite a good connection to, I guess, the local community, not only developing the club in the first place, but helping the reconstruction of it in due course.
There is a lot of history there, because the history goes right back to when the Sandringham Bowling Club was also, I think, co-located.
Yes, they were companion clubs next to one another, yep.
And then the bowls are now in Tulip Street.
Sure, that's right, yes. Yes, clubs, the area is well served with bowling clubs, really, because there's one in The Fern Street, I think. Yeah. Okay, so there's two within a couple of streets.
So back to the club rooms then. What have you got in the club rooms?
Well, it's really a kitchen. There's a meeting area and various storage facilities. But the club's available for hire for personal events. And there's plenty of room inside for, if the weather's a bit inclement. But just in general, people sit around, talk inside if it's a bit windy, have lunch in there. And there's a nice balcony or veranda. And that's just a wonderful place to sit. And, of course, there are chairs we can put out on the practice court where you can just enjoy each other's company and pontificate on the game that you're watching.
It does sound rather charming. Let's talk about the game itself, Greg. Do you agree with the billiards chess comparison?
Yes, it's a good description. I was there one day and this chap came along. It was probably my second time at the club on my own practicing, and this chap turned up. And he said, "I've just bought a new mallet." And anyway, his name was Blaise Anthony, and I'd never heard of him, and I Googled him. And it turns out he's a champion billiards player, and he had represented Australia in croquet. But he was just passing through and thought he'd try his new mallet out and picked our club, I guess, to try it out on because it's renowned for its smooth grounds. Yeah, so... When you play a shot, you can hit one ball through a hoop. You can hit a ball against another ball to knock it away. You can hit a ball against another ball to put it closer to where you want it to go. So knowing angles or learning angles, you don't need to know it initially, but as you develop your skills, you learn more about angles and how to hit a ball where you want it to go. And that's it's one of those things that you could just keep going and going and going and learning a little bit each time. And that's the thing. I mean, we have social days on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays. And it's basically you turn up, you put your mallet in the rack, and when a four starts, when you get four people, away you go. It's very friendly.